Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
It's Playmakers Talk Show time, and I'm Steve Klein. We have three Playmakers in the studio today. Our first Playmaker makes his living in the recruiting field, while our other two Playmakers build upscale homes. In the studio today is the co-CEO of a firm that is the largest single-site search firm in the country, while our other guests are the CEO and president of a residential building company that focuses on lifestyle building. These great Playmakers are Jeff Kay. Jeff is the co-CEO of Kay Bassman International, and Grenadier Home CEO John Ignatis and president Anthony Natale. And let's begin today's show with John and Anthony. John Ignatis and Anthony Natale started Grenadier Homes in 1990. While John was 13 years old, he took a summer job near where his father worked as a trade furrier in Canada. On the daily drives to and from downtown, John's father gave him civic and architecture lessons by never taking the same route twice and continually describing how the city had changed due to municipal initiatives and market forces. That experience sparked a curiosity in John about land, commerce, and architectural design that continues to burn bright today. John now serves as a Grenadier Homes CEO and has managed land acquisition and equity debt financing for Grenadier Homes since 1991. Anthony Natale's father was a successful home builder in Canada and began working for his father at the age of five, sweeping out basements and gathering scrap metal to recycle into additional funds. Alongside his father, Anthony learned the home building trade, the importance of staying grounded, and the value of hard work and discipline. And as president of Grenadier Homes, Anthony has managed operations, construction, and land operations for Grenadier since 1991. John and Anthony, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having us here.
Glad to have you here. Well, I feel like we should have begun the show with O Canada. How do two Canadians end up in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Great question. Summer of 1990, I was looking around for a summer job. I was going to MBA.
Were you in Canada at the time?
In Canada at the time, in Toronto. And the local economy was tanking. And I was looking around for a summer job. So realized I probably wouldn't find a good job in Canada. Called my uncle, who was in Texas, had been here since 1978. Asked him if things were picking up after the SNL crisis of 86, 87. And he had gotten going again and invited me to come down for that summer. And that's when I started working that summer in Dallas. And John came down. He was curious. He came down to visit.
Were you working in the home building business at the time, or was it something else?
He was in land development and was actually bringing investors from Canada and syndicating, buying SNL properties down here in Dallas.
So, John, you trusted Anthony enough to follow along later?
Well, it was interesting because I didn't really intend. You know, I just came down for a long weekend with another friend of ours that I was studying for my CA exams in Canada. It's like a CPA. And I was working in public accounting. And so we came down for the weekend, and it was a long weekend, and Anthony was showing us around. And then he said to me, he goes, you know, I'd like to buy, you know, these individual properties. And you know, do a partnership. And at the time, I'd been a co-op student, and I'd saved some money living at home. And I said, okay, how does this work? And he goes, well, you put up the money, and, you know, then you're the limited partner, and I run the deal. And I said, what do you get? And he goes, well, I get, you know, the profit share if it does well. He says, well, what if I help you find the money? And he said, well, then you could probably share in the back end. And I said, oh. Sounds a lot more exciting than accounting. And then I proceeded to start to raise the money while I was studying for my exams. And luckily, I studied enough. But we put that with our first deal together.
But that formed the seed for us to want to come back down, because I had to go finish my MBA, went off to Italy, came back, and then we just packed up. It was Labor Day weekend of 1991. told our parents, yeah, we're going to go down there for 4 or 5 years. We'll become millionaires and we'll be back. Just hold on for 4 or 5 years. And I think they knew better than that.
Well, my dad is, you know, he said, you'll never be back. And I said, why is that? He goes, well, you know, he moved from Greece to Canada at 13. And I said, well, why? He goes, well, one is if you're successful, you're going to stay. He goes, two, he goes, if you're not successful, you're never going to quit because you don't want to admit you're a failure.
He obviously knew you pretty well then. were you in Toronto?
Yeah.
You raised in Toronto?
Yeah, we were.
Well,
yeah.
A little background. John's dad, my dad, was a successful home builder, started in 1968.
Well, this is also the question I was going to ask you. It's okay. About the beginning of where the name and the firm came from, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, my dad was building, starting in 1968, and at that time was building a cul-de-sac in Toronto. And John's dad came in one cold, wintry evening, and my dad had a home to sell, and he was desperate to sell, and John's dad came in and bought it. And we proceeded to build the house next door for my grandparents, and we moved in with my grandparents while we built our house. So it was kind of like Knott's Landing, John's house, my grandparents, and ours, and we were 5 years old when we first met.
And have been friends ever since, and it brought you together to Grenadier Homes. And that's the question I was going to ask, too. The name of the home came from your association when you were playing hockey as kids, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so we used to play both street hockey on Sabre Court. Where we grew up, and then on a pond, Grenadier Pond, that would freeze in the winter. And then we hired a marketing firm to come up with about 20 names for us, and we went through the list of names when we started Grenadier Homes, and we said, well, we don't like this, we don't like that, we don't like this, and we couldn't find one we liked. And then we said, well, why don't we come up with a name that we can make into a name as opposed to a name making us? And then our connection was playing hockey together as little boys, and Grenadier Pond was the greatest memory of that, and so that's how Grenadier Homes was formed.
And that's the backbone of our company. If you can survive as kids playing hockey together, not killing each other, then you can survive in business together. It's been a great partnership.
I grew up in the cold weather, too, so I know about playing hockey, but you've continued to play hockey in a men's league, too. Is that correct?
We started playing again about 7 or 8 years ago. We missed it. We hadn't played for a while. And we love it. We play every Wednesday, Sunday evening. It's a great time out, and it's something we really look forward to. And John is the goal scorer. I am the defender. It's more like our personalities as well.
Now, who would have thought two Canadians from the cold weather climate end up playing hockey in Dallas, Texas, where it's a little bit warmer?
Well, yeah, and then the other part was when we were here we moved in 91, 92, and, you know, there wasn't any hockey here. And then the Stars moved. So thankfully, the Stars moved, and then they opened up a bunch of arenas, and, you know, the rest is history.
So we have John and Anthony to thank for the Stars coming here from Minnesota.
We were just really thankful that the Stars came down and brought hockey, professional hockey, to Dallas. It's
there you go.
Great. It's
the only thing we were missing at the time. Well, you mentioned, Anthony, you mentioned Italy. How long were you in Italy?
I went, and I've been in and out of Italy, still visit relatives, but at the time, I studied my last term at the University of Western Ontario. I did an exchange in Milan, Italy, studying at Le Bocconi, and became fluent in Italian about 6 months, just really enjoyed that time there.
Was that architecture you were studying?
I was actually studying business, but as I've traveled a lot through Europe, architecture and studying the buildings, and we travel all the time, my wife and I and our son, and she always catches me knocking on the buildings and hitting the materials and trying to find out how did they build it, what did they do, and studying the architecture. So architecture has been studied just by traveling and just the passion for it.
From reading your bio, it looks like, that's why I asked you about Italy, it looks like the time you spent there, you picked up a tremendous amount on European architecture, and you brought that together in the building of your homes.
That's really influenced the architecture of our homes. What I realized traveling through Europe, and John also joined me, we traveled for a month together in Europe, that architecture was paramount to the success of our residential structures. And we've always, design has been at the top of the list for us, not compromising the design of our homes.
Well, we're going to talk more about the design of the Grenadier Homes as we speak with John Ignatis. He is the CEO of Grenadier Homes. Anthony Natale, he is the president. And if you go to GrenadierHomes.com, you'll see a magnificent website with their building. Grenadier is GRENADIER, GrenadierHomes.com. Stay with us. We'll find out more about their homes and the communities they are in right after this. Stay with us.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Cumulus Radio Dallas is looking for a full-time creative imaging and commercial production staffer. If you can produce timely and creative station imaging and branding, and write, voice, and produce radio commercials, then email your resume and production samples to jeff.catlin@cumulus.com. That's jeff.catlin@cumulus.com. Major market production experience is needed. Cumulus is a drug-free workplace, equal opportunity employer. Applicants must be eligible to work in the U.S. No phone calls. Resume and demo to jeff.catlin@cumulus.com.
I'm Jill Kumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House, we say there is strength in numbers, and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
I'm Lars David Staber, general manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein, and we are speaking with two luxury home builders, John Ignatius and Anthony Attales. They started Grenadier Homes a little over 20 years ago. And we were speaking a little bit about their background and how they got together in the first segment. But the most important part are the homes that they build. And a couple of words I picked from doing a little bit of research on you was the old world craftsmanship and life sizing. So apparently you put a lot of thought into how you're building these homes. Was it something that was determined ahead of time or just happened?
Well, we started out building townhomes in the uptown region. So we gravitated, we saw the vacant land, and we thought there was a lot of opportunity there. And then as we expanded our company into the suburbs, we looked for the buyers that the market was not serving. So we built one-story townhomes for an empty nester buyer, and we built patio homes for that same buyer. And so as people go through different stages of their life, the home size they need changes with their life. And you combine those two concepts and you have life sizing.
Well, if you go again to their website, which is grenadierhomes.com, G-E-R-E-N-A-D-I-E-R, you will see the different type of communities and the different amenities. So let's talk about those, make sure we can have the time to do this. First one is the villas at Willow Grove in McKinney. And I was interested because there was a fun fact that says if you own one of those homes, you never have to water or mow the lawn. Weed, fertilize, water the plants, edge or otherwise maintain the yard. Well, you've sold me a home right there just with that.
We call that a lock and leave lifestyle.
I can understand that.
Absolutely. You get you're 65 years old, or you're a young single woman that travels a lot, and you don't want to worry about having to paint the siding on your house or go out and edge the weeds on the side of the sidewalk or water your plants. You can truly not worry about the maintenance of the home on the exterior. You still have the interior. We've had people call us and say, "Will you change my light bulb? I thought this was maintenance-free." But truly, you can walk away and not worry about your home. And that is peace of mind for our buyers.
So this is primarily on the exterior, so there's nothing you have to worry about. But tell us about those homes there in McKinney. What makes your home stick out?
Well, first of all, the community is designed in a way that it's more for resident interaction. So the homes are spaced closer together. They're attached villas. And the homeowners get to know each other because they have front courtyards and porches and outdoor areas. And they're closer together as far as proximity from house to house. And so it fosters resident interaction. And then the neighborhood has landscaping and other amenities, community center and fitness center, and it ties them in where they get to see each other on a daily basis.
Another key, too, is one story. We had so many people coming in when we started in the business of townhouses saying, "Could you just make the house all on one level? I don't want any stairs in this house." And so we listened, and we used to have some two-story townhomes, and we changed. We listened to the market. That was a thing that was a big deal for our company, was not building what we thought everybody wanted, but listening to the marketplace and giving them what they're asking for.
An amazing concept from a from business that's in basically retail. Creekside Estates in Wiley, again, a little bit different, and you're right near South Fork Ranch. How do those homes differ lifestyle-wise?
The key to those homes is the lots are about a third acre in size.
And those are good-sized homes.
Yeah, then. So they have those are more sprawling homes, and they have all the accoutrements of a custom home at a more reasonable price point. And then we have flex options that allow people to take our plans and then change them to suit their needs easily. So we have home office add-ons with a separate private entry. We have multi-generational living where we have a casita for an elderly grandparent.
This is what I thought was interesting for the grandparent or the child that comes back home too, is you have a separate little, as you say, casita, a little house for them.
Right, exactly. And it's really interesting is that we started with the concept of, you know, we started with a bungalow, which is like an American invention, with a home on one level and then extra space on the second level. So we designed the architecture on the outside, went back to first principles, came up with a lovely European crafted home on the outside with the American concept of a bungalow. Then the add-on rooms are either upstairs for the extra bedrooms or the game room, etc., or on the first level where you add on a separate courtyard with a casita or home office. So we've kind of mixed some concepts together to create, and it's all buyer-centric. They come in, they decide what they want, and then we have, you know, the options for them to choose.
A couple of things that are really important with our product, though, in Wiley as well. When we came up with a single-family product, which is more geared towards the family, a larger family, front porches were a big deal for us. So that, again, with the interaction with your neighbors, being able to meet people as they walk by, having that interaction with others in the neighborhood, and just outdoor courtyards in the back. People want outdoor living. That's where we're all headed now. They all want to have a little bit of space outside. And then stone on the front elevations. We wanted some kind of uniformity. When we go back to old world craftsmanship, that every home has stone on the elevation. It's not an extra at Grenadier Homes.
It's automatic.
Automatic. Well, you get stone
and,
on the
you
front
know, and the
elevation.
Other part is that outdoor space is covered from the elements and integral to the home. It's not an add-on. So, you know, with our intense summers, you want a space that you can go outside and enjoy year-round. And I think a lot of our buyers are telling us that it's a big stress reliever to have the ability to go outside, breathe some fresh air in the middle. Our summers get real long. And so, you know, that adds a lot of value to the home. And if you add it on after the fact, then three sides of it are open to the elements. Then it really doesn't give you the shade that you want. So we include it inside, pull it into the home, make it integral to the architecture of the floor plan.
I can see how two Canadians became Texans real quick with the understanding you have of this. The last one is the one in Grapevine, which is Stonebridge Oaks, and those homes are a little more expensive. Tell us about how those homes fit in with the different lifestyles.
It's still a lifestyle buyer that's coming in. We're typically selling to somebody who's 50 and older. Usually it's their last home that they're looking at. It's convenient because it's close to the airport. It's an amazing, amazing community because the development was done leaving a bunch of the mature trees. The entire community is full of big, mature oak trees, and no house backs up to another house. Every home backs up to a green space. And so it's an amazing community from that perspective. And we just decided to build a really nice product there for someone who's looking to retire or looking for convenience to the airport. And it's also a lock-and-leave lifestyle as well.
Well, a big part of what you had on your website was the green initiative. Tell us how that fits in with all your homes.
It's really important to us. I drive a Prius. So for me, and John's the same, our European background, we think long-term. So we're always thinking 10, 20 years ahead. John has three boys. I have a son. We care about the future. So the Green Initiative was something easy for us to jump onto. And all builders are now trying to do something that's green. But unless you have a third-party certifier, so you're part of a program, like we're part of the Energy Star program and the Texas Green Built program, we've got to go through three different independent inspections done by a third-party company. How do you know when you go buy from some other builder that's got his own customized green program that the ducting in the attic is not leaking? Unless you test it, you have no idea because it could be error of installation. So that's a huge part of what we do. And every house meets our Energy Star and Texas Green Built program.
What's really interesting is that the city will inspect the foundation, the framing, the electrical, the plumbing, and give you a certificate of occupancy. Well, that just means you can occupy the house and your life is safety issues are taken care of. Our certification tells you that your home is now economically usable and efficient. And going back to my days of auditing, you know, we don't have to hire a third-party firm to do an audit because we're a public company. We decided to self-audit ourselves. And so we tell our buyers that, you know, that's the integrity that the company stands for, is that we'll do what's right, and we're not going to come up with some slogan and saying that we do this and then actually, you know, find ways to save dollars somewhere else. A home is really complicated. There's a lot of components in a home, and if you want to shave expenses and think short term, you can do it. And one of the things that we do, we drive through older neighborhoods, and we look at some of the deterioration of homes that were built 20, 30, 40 years ago, and we're not doing that in our company. Our homes will stand the test of time. They're built so that, you know, there's more brick on the outside, and the way they're put together is with a lot more care and long-term vision.
Well, sorry, my dad built for 40 years, and he said, you got to be able to wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror. So integrity in our business has been huge for John and I both.
Well, I want to finish this with integrity and stand the test of time. Thank you, gentlemen, both for being here. John Ignatius and Anthony Natale, thank you for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having us today.
And please make sure you check their website, which is GrenadierHomes.com. And Grenadier is GRENADIER, GrenadierHomes.com. Don't leave us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk with Jeff Kay. Jeff Kay is the co-CEO of Kay Bassman International with about three other companies that has to do with search and executive search. Stay with us. I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We'll be back right after this.
News changes in an instant. So does our news coverage. News and information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2, KLIF. The 24-7 Newsroom, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2. News and information, KLIF. KLIF.
The federal government shutdown is closing in on 1 week old. Still no sign it'll reopen. House Speaker John Boehner told ABC's This Week that he won't allow a vote on a bill to fund the government unless there are serious talks about cutting spending. Said the same about the debt limit, which the U.S. will hit about mid-month. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on CNN's State of the Union.
Number one, we should look for some significant structural plan to reduce government spending. Number two, we should avoid new taxes. And number three, we should look for ways to mitigate the harms from Obamacare.
Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says Congress is playing with fire, his words, by not moving quickly to raise the ceiling. A crash at the Grand Prix of Houston. Dario Franchitti crashed during the final lap, said to be awake and alert. 13 people were injured. 2 had to be hospitalized. An American Airlines Boeing 777 hit birds while taking off from Chicago's O'Hare Airport for Shanghai. The pilot turned around and landed safely. No injuries. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
Morning and afternoon news programs are designed to give you the big picture, news, headlines, traffic, weather, sports, business, all the basics. But news on KLIF has a lot more to offer. Every morning and afternoon, our news team works to bring you the types of stories you're interested in. Not run-of-the-mill cop shop stuff, but stuff that matters. What's healthcare going to cost? News that's useful, not just the same old stuff. News and information 570 KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment is all about recruiting, and our guest is Jeff Kay. He's the co-CEO of Kay Bassman International, Next Level Exchange, and co-managing director of Sanford Rose Associates. Jeff graduated from the University of Texas at Austin and entered the search profession, being named Rookie of the Year and ranking the national top 10 account executives. In his second year, he was named National Account Executive of the Year out of a network of over 4,000 recruiters. Jeff has helped his firm grow into the largest single-site research firm in the United States, has been named the number one best company to work for in Texas 4 consecutive years. Jeff also founded Next Level Exchange in 2007 with a mission to elevate the competencies and capabilities of recruitment professionals with over 1,000 clients in over 30 countries around the world. Then in 2011, Kay Bassman acquired Sanford Rose Associates, a boutique executive search network with offices spanning North America and Asia. Within 1 year of acquisition, SRA was recognized with Franchise Business Review, winning the 2013 Top 50 Franchisee Satisfaction Award. Jeff, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks. Nice to be here, Steve.
Glad you're here. Well, the recruiting business hasn't always had a premier reputation, at least it wasn't about 20, 30 years ago. Why did you get into recruiting right out of college?
Well, I'd love to tell you it was some incredibly motivational story, but I was a college sophomore, needed a summer job, found this company called Management Recruiters of Plano that was willing to pay me, I think, $5 an hour to highlight names in the Martindale Hubble, which was a legal directory to find good lawyers. I guess I did a good enough job highlighting names that they had me come back that next summer between my junior and senior year to actually recruit. Well, lo and behold, I ended up doing very well at it, made enough money to buy a car, and decided the world was not going to mourn one less lawyer in it, which is where I was headed otherwise. So when I graduated the University of Texas at Austin in 1989, the university that my father referred to at the time as the bar with a $20,000 cover charge. Now that I have two kids in school, it's more like a $200,000 cover charge. But nevertheless, I started off full-time in management recruiters, which would become ultimately Bassam International and then K Bassam International. And here we are 25 years later.
Now I understand the part of the bio that you wrote where you got your four-year degree in Budweiser.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can understand how that can happen, especially with 6th Street in Austin. Did anybody know, or did you, let me put it this way, did you know you were a salesman?
Well, I always felt that, you know, if you're going to advise someone on a particular course of action and you believe that the course of action that you're recommending they take is one that you have passionate about and belief in, then what's the difference between consulting and selling? Consulting and selling are just two different words of the same thing, but you're really advising someone on a particular course of action. I think your motive ultimately is what determines whether or not there's a positive connotation associated with that word or not.
Did you know that that was the field you wanted to be in when you were in school? Or did that just happen after you went to work for that firm?
I think if you were to ask my mom in high school, she would probably always tell you that I was the guy with the story and the ability to probably get myself out of most jams. So ultimately, later in life, some of those things that got one in trouble in the early years, in a fun way, ultimately worked to my advantage, I suspect.
Well, the name of the show is Playmakers Talk Show, and that's because a playmaker makes things happen. I think it started with true football or soccer. And in looking at some of your awards, it's obviously your firm has done a tremendous amount. The firm was originally started in 1981. But since that time, you've won a lot of, again, largest single-site search firm in the country, number one best place to work in DFW 5 times, number one best place to work in Texas 4 times. That tells me that not only do you have good people, but you understand how to find the right people, which basically you are modeling what you're doing with your clients.
Exactly. I mean, that what a good search firm should do is not only help their clients identify, evaluate, attract, and secure the best possible talent available, but ultimately teach them how to retain them, because who better knows how to retain people than the recruiters whose job it is to help motivate individuals to consider the possibility of change. So if a search firm is not very good at themselves at doing the thing that they're advising their clients to do, that's probably not a good sign. So it's always been a passion of mine, and I believe fervently that the people that we bring into our company are really my clients. So they're not employees to me. They're clients. Once upon a time when I was a recruiter and worked a desk, my job was to serve my clients. I happened to work in the pharmaceutical industry, so my clients were the major pharmaceutical companies who my job was to help find the best possible talent for them and serve them. When I transitioned off my practice and into full-time leadership, I recognized that the clients just changed the names from the companies to the people that were my organization. And if I could do a good job serving them to help create an environment where they would want to go to work every day, not have to go to work every day, where they could become better as a result of being part of that company, they could have the resources they needed to serve their clients effectively and financially have all the things that anyone would ever want as a successful search person, even owning their own business, then I did a good job serving them. So again, my job was to serve my internal clients. And if I did a good job doing that, they would remain with our organization for a long time.
So all you do is shift the philosophy from one customer to another customer. We're talking with Jeff Kay. Jeff is the co-CEO of K Bassam International. And you can go to one of their websites. We'll mention a few more in a few moments. But one of their websites is kbic.com to find out more about what K Bassam has done. Now, the firm started in 1981, but you didn't get together with them until the 1990s. You bought into the firm and then eventually took over the firm. Is that correct?
Yes. Ultimately became an owner in the organization. I acquired ultimately a 49% share. Bob Bassam, the CEO at the time, was a 51% shareholder. And then in 2004, Bob elected to retire, purchased his controlling ownership interest, and immediately created a partner program where today we have over two dozen owners in the organization that are the producers themselves. So we like to say that K Bassam is an organization where ownership is open to everyone based on quantifiable achievement and merit, but guaranteed to no one.
And if you have ownership the way you do in your company, then as an employee, so to speak, I'm going to work a lot harder because I have a piece of this. And the harder I work, the more effective we're all going to be.
Well, I believe inherently people will do for themselves and put whatever work is necessary in order to achieve their objectives. So if you think about it, every single person, regardless of what where they are, they're the CEOs of their own lives. And they decide and choose how much time they're going to dedicate to every one of their life endeavors, their professional life being one of those. And if they feel that their work is inextricably linked to their income and their success, and they have control of their own destiny, then people are going to do probably far more for themselves than they would for anyone else. So if you create a culture and environment that promotes that, harnesses that entrepreneurship rather than runs from it, and then actually provides the systems, the methodologies, and the financial plan that validates and supports that, then you create a culture and an environment where, you know, truly the sky's the limit, or the next level is the limit, if you will.
And you just said next level, and that's what's interesting me, because not only had you taken this philosophy and worked on it with your people, but you've also taken that and expanded that to help your clients too. One of those ways is with your next level recruiting training. So you're helping not only develop the candidates, but you're helping your companies, the companies too.
Well, interestingly enough, it was about 2006. That was our most profitable year at the time. Actually, ironically, this one will be more. And had this vision, this idea of elevating the competencies of search professionals around the world. To your point originally, that not everyone in the search profession, unfortunately, has the kind of reputation that we'd all like to have. Some see us as human capital management experts, and others see us as body-snatching flesh peddlers. So I guess it depends on perspective. So our feeling was, if we could elevate the competencies of our profession by providing world-class training to the recruiting industry, then we could elevate the overall reputation of our industry. And so we literally began an organization dedicated to training our competition. So a lot of people thought we were crazy, but here we are 6 years later, and we've become the world's largest recruiting training organization and have successfully done and are doing just that.
Well, as you mentioned, that if you help everybody get better, everybody gets better, and you attract a lot more too. We're speaking with Jeff Kay. Jeff is the co-CEO of Kay Bassman International with a few other companies, including Next Level, which we're going to talk about after the break. And we're going to find out exactly what they do, how those divisions started, and where they are going. I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Stay with us. There's more to come right after this.
Where you get your news each morning matters. There are lots of choices. You can have the news spoon-fed to you, or you can get it with a dose of real people. Every weekday morning, Dave Williams and Amy Shadroff, along with the KLIF News and Information in the Morning team, bring you the stories you've said you're interested in. Not just more drive-by shootings and car chases, but news that matters. News that will affect your wallet and your life. Dave and Amy, every weekday, 6 till 9, on News and Information 570 KLIF.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
Today, this very moment could be the start of something big for you. Why? Because at Cumulus Radio, we need one great person to join our sales team, and you could be the one. We sell marketing solutions like radio commercials, online services, and promotions. So, are you a creative problem solver? Experienced in outside sales? If you answered yes, then call me, Jerry Furch, at 972-708-4252. That's 972-708-4252. Cumulus is an equal opportunity employer.
I'm Jill Kumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House, we say there is strength in numbers and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
I'm Lars David Staberg, General Manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Ellen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Jeff Kay. Jeff is the co-CEO of Kay Bassman Incorporated, and that's KBIC.com. And search is a big part of what they do. And Jeff, as I was looking through your website, I saw a number of areas. So what are some of the key areas that you focus on when you're doing search?
Well, we have a variety of industries. So life sciences, healthcare, financial services, construction, energy, management consulting, food, security. I mean, there's a lot of them. We just brought in a partner that started an education division literally on Monday. So we tend to be very specialized. And that's one of the core beliefs that we have, that you want to not only be an expert in search, to be a professional in what we do in the world of recruiting, but also specifically within the industry or the functional area in which you recruit.
So if I call up and I'm looking for somebody in energy, that person knows everything about energy in that field.
I would say that team would. And so one individual in energy might be a specialist in placing petroleum or reservoir engineers. Someone else might be involved in a different facet of energy. So each individual is going to work in some combination of, use an acronym, FIL, function, industry, location, and level. Think of being a specialist the same way that, you know, you see a physician, you don't just see a physician, you see an orthopedic physician. But you don't just see an orthopedic guy, you see an orthopedic person that specializes in shoulders, but not just in shoulders, who only does rotator cuffs. And it's that same principle that we have applied to the recruiting industry, and I think it's taken root in the concept of what we call market mastery.
You were talking to me in the break about the vision you had about your other companies. Tell us how, you know, from 2001, actually, it was another one. You started the Kay Bassman Foundation, which I want to ask about in a few moments, too. But you have Next Level Recruiting Training, 2006, Next Level Marketing Communications, 2007, Next Level Exchange, and then Sanford Rose Associates, 2011. Tell us about the vision that you had, because you began to talk about that last break in terms of helping your industry.
Well, my feeling is if you pursue your passion and you think about what vision you want to achieve, if you imagine a future that does not yet exist while planting your foot today in present day reality and dedicate yourself towards that which you want, then all of the success and the achievements of success, the money and the rewards and all those things will come from following your passion and following your vision. It doesn't work the other way around. So when I looked in our industry, I felt that there was a void there from a knowledge deficiency perspective in terms of best practices related to search, because there isn't a certification. There isn't a 5-year school that you can go to become a certified recruiter. And so we felt that that recruiting training and helping our industry become more proficient in it was that vision and was that passion. Out of that came so many other opportunities. Because we started that, we needed to hire someone dedicated to build our site. That individual ultimately started his own marketing communications organization, which became Next Level Marketing Communications. We got hired to train a company who brought 50 of their offices to Dallas for a 2-day workshop, hired by Next Level. That company was called Sanford Rose Associates. The CEO of the organization came up afterwards and said, "Jeff, I think that you guys are in a far better position to run our network than me. I'd love to just go back and be a office to run my San Francisco office. Would you ever have an interest in buying our network?" Well, 6 months later, we did. And now we've had the opportunity to be able to give our training and our organization and our brand spread to even a global perspective. But it wasn't the act of pursuing some strategy of acquisition or growth. It was the act of pursuing a vision and something you're passionate about. The byproduct and the outcome of that manifests itself in some of these rewards.
It's interesting when you have a strong vision, objective, goal, you don't always know how that's going to come into play. I mean, you just have that focus of where you want to end up. You don't know what's going to happen in between today and where you end up, and that's exactly what's happened to you. We tend to attract to ourselves what we need to have those things happen, and situations and opportunities present themselves to you, and you have to be open for them when they happen. That's exactly what happened to you in all your traditional businesses.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, in calm waters, all captains can navigate equally, right? So it's in those tough times where you truly, you know, people sometimes say that adversity is when character is developed. And I say, no, it's actually when character is exposed. So if you're not willing to suffer the consequences of bad decisions, you're probably never going to have the opportunity to make good ones. And I think if you look at every decision you ever make as a learning opportunity and a growing opportunity, then you see setbacks are nothing more than opportunities to learn what not to do and to dedicate your energy more effectively into doing it a little bit differently. So those are some of the successes that we've had. If you had a two-day show, we could probably spend that time talking about the failures that we've had. But again, it's a willingness to take those on.
It's not the failures. It's how you come back from those failures. What was it that Nietzsche said? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Absolutely.
And having those things are the opportunities to do something better from that. One of the things I tell my clients when I'm working with customer service people is facetiously cause a problem with your client. And they look at me with crossed eyes. And the reason for that, as you're well aware, is if you can anybody can do anything right all the time. It's how you handle, as you were talking about, when something goes wrong that sets you apart, which is amazing. What I was interested in when I was going through your website, which again is kbic.com. And if you want to check the other websites out, they're also on the Kay Bassman website. You have tutorials for not only candidates, but your clients too, to help them understand how to interview more effectively, among other things.
Yeah, through our Next Level Recruiting Training Program, we actually made some videos that are client and candidate facing. So teaching organizations how to create a great winning workplace, teaching organizations how to hire and onboard effectively and how to retain people, or to an individual and how to write a resume, or to an individual and how to interview. So not only were we training our recruiting industry and becoming more proficient and effective in search, we're hopefully being able to help the overall populace in becoming more efficient and productive in making right matches. Because at the end of the day, there's really no such thing as good and bad people or good and bad companies. They're just good and bad matches. And that's ultimately what career growth, and that's ultimately what the recruiting industry is about, helping people and organizations make sure they find the right match.
And a lot of that for the candidate is understanding how to sell yourself and present yourself to the potential company too. I've known a lot of people that weren't hired because they were very good at what they did, just couldn't present themselves well enough. And by doing that, you're able to get that job you wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah, well, there's obviously the quantifiable qualifications that are necessary to perform a function. And those are things that you can look at a resume and a job description and perhaps say, did the person have this experience, yes or no? But then, there's those soft skills, those behavioral traits, those elusive kinds of things that people like to say, like team building and organized and outgoing and persuasive and all these kind of words that in and of themselves don't mean anything. But if you think about it, every organization has a way of quantifying it. So hard work in one environment might mean you pull a 10-hour day. On the other hand, in a different environment, that might mean you're fired or let go because you're not working hard enough. So there's no universal definition. There is a definition of how those behavioral traits manifest themselves in an organizational culture. And it's the job of a search firm to be able to understand what those things are and help the people and companies make the right match.
Well, throughout this entire interview, you've more or less been telling us your philosophy. And that's really how your business is running. So for listeners who are listening that aren't in a position that you're in right now, that are building the companies, what suggestions would you offer to them as they build and develop their businesses?
Well, I think if you think about it, we have about a third of our life working, a third of our life sleeping, and a third of our life doing what we do outside of work. Take the sleep part out. That's a 50-50 proposition. So there's a philosophy that if work must be a place that we grow personally and spiritually as well as professionally and financially. And if it's not, then we're wasting far too much of our lives on this thing called work. So whatever it is you choose to dedicate your life to professionally, it should be something that you have passion around, something that you're willing to do whatever it takes in order to achieve success because you believe in that success. You know, Tiger Woods plays golf. Oprah does phenomenal things in the entertainment industry. Warren Buffett's a fantastic investor. All those individuals are billionaires. They don't go to work every day because they need another billion to throw on the fire. They do it because they're passionate about what they do. Well, I don't play golf. I'm certainly not going to be in the entertainment business, and I'll leave the investment up to professionals. But I recruit, and I know how to help and teach and train other people how to recruit. So that's my passion. So my advice would be to find your passion, to pursue, but to lead an integral life. And part of that means not just becoming an Olympian in your professional life. It means being a good parent. It means being a good husband, it means being a good friend, it means giving back to your community from a civic perspective, which is part of our Kay Bassman Foundation.
Which I was going to ask you about just in the last few seconds we have. Tell us about how that was put together and what you're doing.
About a dozen years ago, we had a vision that part of an organizational responsibility would be to give back to those in the community that are less fortunate. So over many years, we've led an entirely grassroots effort. It's actually coming up in a couple weeks. Our, I think, 13th year of this endeavor, we've raised this year what will be over $1.25 million, 100% grassroots, and 100% of the funds goes directly to the charities. This year, it's to Baylor Cancer Research and Muscular Dystrophy Association. But I just believe that giving back is a part of a corporate responsibility that we all bear from a professional perspective.
Very good words to end our interview on. Jeff, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Jeff Kay is the co-CEO of K Bassman International, and their website is kbic.com. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein. Make sure you listen to us again the same time next week, and go to the website, which is playmakerstalkshow.com, to see the bios of our guests, past guests, and the archive where you can listen to any past show. Again, I'm Steve Klein. Thank you for being with us. See you next time.
At the end of a full day, you're looking to get caught up on what went on while you worked hard for the money. At KLIF News and Information 570, we're right there with you. That's why Kirk Gilchrist and the News and Information in the Afternoon team are checking all their resources and contacts every day to make sure we're giving you what you need to stay informed on your way home. News and Information in the Afternoon starts each weekday at 3. No matter when you're heading home in the afternoon, we can fill up that information inbox for you. News and Information 570 KLIF.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision making or problem solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
KLIF
Dallas. KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.